In Indonesia, the death toll now tops 100,000, and the flow of relief aid to the region was interrupted today when a commercial plane loaded with relief supplies hit a cow on the runway of the Banda Aceh Airport. Much of the aid to the region flows through the airport. Its single runway was blocked all day long. U.S. helicopters continued their efforts to ferry supplies to remote villages on the West Coast, many of which have been left inaccessible by road. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Banda Aceh.
The plane bringing relief supplies hit the cow just after landing, crumpling the 737's landing gear, leaving the plane immobile on the runway. There were enough relief supplies on hand today for U.S. military helicopters and aid agencies to continue their work. But Kristen Deddy, a relief worker with the International Organization for Migration, says any delay is bad news for the overall relief effort.
We're running really low on supplies. We have enough supplies to last us today. If there is no additional food or shipment that comes in today, these helicopters won't be able to get loaded and go out and do food drops to the West Coast.
Relief flights were halted for the entire day. The U.S. and Indonesian militaries hope to have the airport fully operational by tomorrow. For the third straight day, U.S. Navy helicopters were busy ferrying food, water, and medical supplies to some of the hardest-hit towns and villages along Aceh's western coast. On Sunday and Monday, they'd also been bringing back the badly injured. Today, however, the pilots had new instructions: no more injured. Captain Larry Burt, commander of the USS Abraham Lincoln's carrier air wing, is helping coordinate the airborne relief effort.
Right now, we've had to stop until we find a solution to the hospital situation. They absolutely cannot take any more people in there.
The hospitals in Banda Aceh have no room to put these people in.
That's what they've told us. They've asked us to stop bringing people in until they can clear out some people or we can get some more hospitals set up.
When the helicopters reached their destinations, however, some pilots appear to have followed their hearts instead of instructions. They picked up survivors anyway. Four adults and one child were brought back on two helicopters late this morning and taken by stretcher to an airport field clinic. Captain Burt didn't seem too upset with the decision the pilots made. They're human, he said. They weren't going to just leave them. USAID worker Michael Block agreed.
They're closer to medical attention here than out there on the West Coast, and we're running around trying to find any kind of medical facilities or medical posts that are set up that we can use. We're just going to have to find some place to put them. They're human beings. I mean, look, you... we'll find some place to put them.
Then another surprise. Word that more pilots had made the same choice and were bringing back 50 more critically injured. The U.S. and Australian militaries came up with a solution within an hour. They decided to set up a brand new field hospital on an island just off the coast. Again, Captain Larry Burt.
We're getting everybody standing by. We got 30 stretchers and 20 patients that can sit. And we're going to load them on these helicopters and run them up to Saban, where that C-130 you just saw fly over here, he's landing up there and going to wait for him. This will free up 50 beds, so we can now bring 50 more people in to the hospitals here.
That solves today's problem, but it's just a temporary fix. There will be more flights tomorrow, more food and medicine to drop off, more survivors to pick up, and more beds that will need to be found. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Banda Aceh.